Blog Talk Radio.
Flag of the United States of America. Which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reagan once said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States, where men were free." Became politically activated in 1980 when President Ronald Reagan ran against then President Jimmy Carter. At the same time, thankfully, I had recently returned home to my Catholic faith. It was not long that I found the importance of my faith when considering who I was going to support. In 1973, the Supreme Court legalized abortion, which I could never accept as anything I could support. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 407, became very important to my understanding. The Catholic Catechism of the Catholic Church, 407, the doctrine of original sin, closely connected with that of redemption by Christ, provides lucid discernment of man's situation and activity in the world. By our first parents' sin, the devil has acquired a certain domination over man, even though man remains free. Original sin entails captivity under the power of him who thenceforth had the power of death, that is the devil. Ignorance of the fact that man has a wounded nature inclined to evil gives rise to serious errors in the areas of education, politics, and social action and morals. And so that's what's so important with President Donald Trump, President John T. Trump. And so we are looking for 2024 and to right what's been going on. And one last thing here. President George Washington said, "Of all the dispositions and habits which leads which lead to political prosperity. Religion and morality are indispensable supports, and let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible and the church. And so, thank you, President Donald Trump, and those who sing the national anthem there. So God bless you all.